We're at Perranporth Beach and it's raining, unfortunately. So we're standing in a cave.
Trying to the glamour.
The rain. Yes, the glamour. But we've just been up to see Winston Graham's the memorial bench, because he lived here for about 15 years, I think, and this is where he wrote the Poldark books.
So we'll talk a little bit more about Winston Graham in a moment, but onto the book itself. It's 20 different walks around Cornwall, following the footsteps of authors who are well known with Cornwall, either living here or having visited here frequently. Right. How did you decide who you were going to write the book about?
That was quite difficult, because there had to be a sort of geographical spread. So I couldn't just pick sort of lots of them round Falmouth, which is where I live. So I had to get them a good sort of balance around the country. And some of the walks I'd already written for Cornwall Today. So it's just a question of sort of getting a map out, looking at the places and thinking, well, now, what walks could I do round there, or what walks have I done round there? And fitting them with the authors, which wasn't very easy.
But you managed to do it.
I did, yes.
And when you go on a walk, it's not just, you know, Kate, like if we go on a walk, you just make sure you've got the appropriate footwear and everything and you head off. You really have to think about what you're going to do, where you're going, and then what you take with you, don't you?
Yes, it requires quite a lot of planning. You know, you've got to sort of clear a day, and then I usually go with a friend, which makes it more interesting. And as I always get lost, it means someone else can read the map. And then I take a tape recorder, because a lot of the walks are quite complex. It's not just a question of sort of going left, right, over the stile, and, you know. So I take a tape recorder so I can remember all the ways we go. And camera to take photographs, and a map. And Molly Dog, of course.
Yes, Molly Dog, your faithful companion.
Yes, she's sitting here looking at us, or standing on the beach, looking rather wet at the moment, but she's been having a lovely run up and down the beach.
Yeah, no, she certainly has. So, yes, you go well equipped.
Yeah.
And even though you obviously enjoy the walk, at the back of your mind, you knew that you were having to describe everything in great detail for when you wrote the book. And also, as you say, directions are so important when you've got a book that's encouraging people to go on walks.
Absolutely. And it's very easy. I mean, the OS maps have just been redone, which is quite a good thing, because quite a lot often if you follow the 2007 maps, a lot of things have changed since then. So it's obviously important that you put in as much accurate information as you can. But also it teaches you to look at things and hear what birds are ahead, up ahead, and see what flowers and trees and what the sea is doing. So you have to use all your senses, which I don't know about you, but I'm usually busy talking when I'm on a walk. And
I don't pay much attention.
So it really, you get an awful lot more out of it, which is, you know, which is great fun to do as well.
And when you're walking as well, you know, you have to take a lot of things into account, don't you? Weather, as we've seen this morning, I mean, it's clearing up a little bit, yeah. But the weather can change, so you need to be prepared, especially because some of your walks could be 2 or 3 hours long.
Yeah, most of the walks are 2 or 3 hours long. So, I mean, we try and sort of look at the weather forecast and pick a decent day, but obviously being Cornwall and the weather being what it is, you've got to be prepared for rain and snow and hail and all sorts of things.
So today, as we've mentioned, we're in Perranporth. Your Perranporth walk, of course, connected with Winston Graham, but you went on this walk before the BBC adaptation of Poldark came out and became hugely popular, didn't you?
Yes, I did it. I did the walk years ago with a friend of mine called Claire, and it was a really horrible January day. I remember it was freezing. And it was not long after my husband died, so I wasn't in the best of moods anyway. But she said, oh, I'll take you on this walk round St Piran's Oratory. And so we parked in the middle of nowhere, walked over. Anyway, we found St Piran's Oratory, walked back along Perranporth Beach and then back up through the holiday park. And I remember we got lost on the way back. We were walking round in the gathering dark through this deserted holiday camp. And we heard a blackbird singing at the end of it. It was just like, you know, blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Oh, no! Anyway, we did get back. But that was when I originally did this walk. And as you said, long before Poldark series was thought about for television.
And then, of course, what you've done, as well as writing about the walk, is a little bit of research about the authors and what the particular area meant to them. And you've already mentioned the Winston Graham Memorial Bench, which is just above us, up on the cliffs. You know, so this part of Cornwall hugely important to him.
Oh, absolutely. This is where he wrote the Poldark novels, and the bench up on the cliffs above us is apparently he rented a bungalow there, and he wrote the Poldark's books there. He got inspiration from this part of Cornwall, which has obviously come into all of his books.
Now, we just heard a little bit of scratching. That's Molly Dog, who's digging. Is she keen to walk on, do you think?
Probably she is, yes.
Should we risk it now in the weather?
I think it stopped raining, so let's go, yeah.
So we're walking along Perranporth Beach now. Molly Dog is... we're very excited. Just a beautiful location for a walk, but some of your other locations in the book and some of your other authors take you to towns. I'm thinking of the Patrick Gale walk, which is mainly along through Penzance and into Newlyn.
That's right. It goes along the promenade in Penzance, past Jubilee Pool, and along, as most people know, into Newlyn, and then round the back streets of Newlyn, which my cousins, David and Jenny Dearlove, they took us on this walk years ago. It's fascinating, all the little network of cottages round the back. It's almost like stepping back 100 years and seeing all the fishermen's wives gossiping in the alleyways and everything. It's a lovely walk, and then back into the town itself and past the Union Hotel, and then back to the starting point, which is by the Solonian Ferry.
And one of the lovely things about that particular walk, you've been able to speak to Patrick, haven't you, about what the area means to him near where he lives?
Yes, Penzance is his local town, and he sings there and plays in the orchestra there and shops there and does all sorts of things. So he was more than happy to lend his thoughts about Penzance.
So lovely to be able to speak to the author. Of course, that wasn't always possible for you, was it, when you went on some of your walks?
No, quite a few of the authors, like... Daphne du Maurier and Betjeman and E.B. Thompson and, well, most of them actually, aren't around anymore. And another one was Philip Marsden.
Yes, now, Philip Marsden, the walk is in the St Mawes area, and walking, as well as St Mawes, is an incredibly important thing to him.
He uses walking as a way of sort of unwinding, and I think he tends to do more or less the same walk every day. But he said he finds that sort of soothing because he doesn't have to think about where he's going, and he knows it goes around the boatyards in St Mawes, and so it gets away from the people and then comes back into the village, and he finds it's a good way of sort of settling his head, and if he's got any problems with what he's writing with, it tends to sort of sort out as he walks along. And it is a very beautiful, it's a really lovely walk. It goes round the boatyards and up by the water tower and then back into St Mawes by the castle and back into the village, which is lovely. I thoroughly recommend that one.
And actually, on the day that you went for that walk, you even managed to fit in a swim during your day, didn't you?
We did, yes. I went with my friend Fiona, and it was very hot, I remember, that day. And so we finished up at Castle Beach, the one just around the corner from it, where you can take dogs. And it was quite windy, I remember, but we had a wonderful, much-needed swim, which I haven't done this year because it's been too cold.
And with the book only just coming out, I suppose, you know, that the chances are you'll be looking through it again. Are there any walks that you particularly would like to go on again, do you think?
Well, I enjoyed all of them. I particularly like the one at Pridmouth near Foy, because I've got some very happy memories of that. They're all sort of favourites in different ways, really. They all encompass different parts of Cornwall.
And for anyone that's going to get the book as well, you kind of describe a little bit about how hilly and steep some parts of the walk are, some bits are muddy. So it really is important, isn't it, when you go walking, to be prepared for all weathers. We know that in Cornwall, but it's just worth pointing out again.
Well, yes, because, you know, a lot of particularly inland areas, well, and the coastal path, can be very muddy. So it's usually best to have boots or walking shoes or something, and take food and drink and a mac or something, jumpers. Be prepared for everything, that's the main thing, I think.
And when you're going on a walk as well, I suppose it's not a race, is it? You're there to enjoy it, because you've got to allow time. There's no point if you've got an important appointment to go to one afternoon to try and fit it in the morning.
No, exactly. I've always tried to sort of keep the day free, or at least the afternoon free, because by the time you've got there and got back and allowed sort of at least 2 or 3 hours for the walk, you know, it takes up a good part of the day, and that's before you've even started writing about it.
So we're going to head back to the car now. Where's Molly?
Oh, she's over. Oh, come on, Molly! Come on, Gally! Come on! Hello, the walkies! And off she goes.
There we are. We'll catch up with her in a minute.
Yes, come on, Molly! Come on, Molly! Good girl.